Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this episode, I was joined by Jennifer Handler, who joined me from Philadelphia in the USA. And we had a beautiful discussion about the fact Jennifer believes that we all just want to be loved. And that was a real conversation that we went into a lot about creating that space for women to be their true authentic selves, that safe space for having differences with each other. And I loved this when she said, in challenges, there is always a golden nugget to find in a challenge. And when you find that and you learn from that and you move forward from that space, that life gets really good. So a wonderful conversation that I hope you enjoy. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a bit about you.
Well, I am a holistic psychotherapist. I'm a flower essence therapist. And I am a relationship coach. And I facilitate a program for women called Sisterhood Circle. That's part of my practice, which is called Claiming My Voice. And I've been running this program for about 8 years now. And in this program, I help women get to the root of why and how they're stifling their voices. And I help them become empowered to claim their voices, which means trusting their inner wisdom.
Yeah.
Becoming exceptional communicators in relationships, creating soul-satisfying relationships, and being able to bring their highest visions to the world.
Wonderful. I feel as if, Jennifer, we're perhaps kindred spirits, because what you're saying about what you do for women and claiming your voice, that's something that I do by doing this podcast. I want to provide a place for women to speak their truth and to own their truth.
I know. As soon as you said that, it really, all the lights went on inside.
Perfect. So I know that you've been thinking about it, and I'm wondering if it's something I'll really resonate with. I'm sure it is. But tell me, Jennifer, what do you know for sure?
What I know for sure is that we all want to be loved. And in order to really feel it, in order for love to land, we need to feel safe.
Yeah. And how do you know that?
I know that because of my personal experiences. I know that because of all of the work that I do with my clients. I know because of the consciousness work I'm doing in my marriage. I know because, you know, that's how claiming my voice started.
Yeah.
Was seeing how women weren't safe in the world to express themselves.
Yeah.
And to be seen and be heard and be valued and be respected. And so my mission and vision became about creating safety for women to speak their truth and live their truth.
Yeah.
But over the years, I've seen all of the ways that this has so many layers. So for example, I'll use a personal example. I can do a group with my women, and the group can go so well, and massive transformation can happen. But when I get off the call, I still feel some sort of tension in my body and fear that it wasn't good enough. And it's not until I lay down on the ground and I deep breathe and I put my hand on my heart and my hand on my belly that I can really receive and tap in to all of the really wonderful things that had just happened in the group. It's almost like I need to, not even almost, but I need to come into that place of root safety to really be able to receive that it was really actually okay, and more than okay, that it actually went really well. And let go of all of those armored defenses and fears that it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and I feel it's something, isn't it, that lots of women in my life, certainly, and everywhere, I don't doubt, after they do something, they wonder well, I wasn't that good. I missed this. I should have done this. I'm not going to get the job. I'm not going to have been the best. I'm not going to. And often what I say to women, if I'm in space with them while they're having that, is like, you don't need to like dim your light for me. I love people shining their light. And, you know, maybe it's a very West of Scotland thing or a very Scottish thing that you shouldn't be a show off. So obviously you're in Philadelphia, so it's maybe different there. But here it would be like, oh, don't be so full of yourself. We would call it big-headed. And actually, I'm okay with being full of myself and thinking, I did quite well there. That was good. Uh-huh. And if the opportunity wasn't mine, then I was not what they were looking for, and that's okay too. I don't need to take it personally. But I suppose that's been a journey that I've been on. How do you help your women get to that space?
Well, it's so interesting you're saying that, because I run workshops that are, I call them garden sisterhood circles. Mm-hmm. And in a recent garden sisterhood circle, at the end, everyone made a declaration in front of all the sisters. You know, the rest of the women were bearing witness to their declaration.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dim my light to get along in this world.
Yeah.
Because as women, we do that a lot.
We do.
We feel like we need to stamp down our light. We need to care for others at the expense of ourselves. We need to be looking outside of ourselves for that approval and validation.
Yeah.
So that really resonated with me when you said that.
And I think it's actually, because I completely get the point of feeling safe, and there's been many podcasts on here where we've talked about women's actual physical safety, not just their emotional safety as well. And I suppose the irony isn't lost on me that we sit here as two white women with access to education and access to medical care, you know, so the basics of life. And we're talking about what safety feels like. And I often think, if this is what safety feels like to me, then, oh my goodness, what about my sisters throughout the world? Do you ever think about it on a bigger scale? Like, what does that look like for women living in the third world? What does that look like for women living in the eastern areas where they have very few rights by what we would say is rights? I don't want to judge what they deem their rights to be. By our trans sisters, you know, that they have their safety for them, and safety for us are two very different things, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And so the way that I approach that is, I believe that we all have our way of making our best contribution in the world, mm-hmm. and being a positive force on the planet.
Yeah.
And so my way of being a positive force on the planet is to create safety for women.
Yeah.
To be their authentic selves, mm-hmm. to be able to speak their truth and live their truth. And by doing that, shine that beacon of light for other women to be able to do the same. We're actually, in my Sisterhood Circle program, creating a space where we're not only honoring the ways that women are alike in the group,
yeah.
but honoring ways that we're different. We're actually creating a safe space for there to be difference.
Yeah.
And part of my vision and mission is actually creating a peaceful planet where we can actually navigate differences and work with differences in a really conscious, connecting, and positive way. That's not even doing it justice to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that there's so many issues around how we can't deal with difference.
Yeah.
And if you keep going, so there's kind of conflict in our home life, but if you go out and out and out, there's war and
yeah.
mm-hmm. violence and all of that. And I actually look at it as like my piece of the pie. Something that I can do is actually work with people to create conscious relationship right in our inner worlds.
Yeah.
Where we're really able to speak and listen and be heard and have healthy conflict resolution.
Yeah.
And be inclusive to different ideas and different opinions.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then be able to take that out into the world. Mm-hmm. And have that ripple effect where we are being a positive force in creating more ability for other people to do that as well.
Yeah. And so often in the kind of work that I do as well, I always turn up and say, well, I need to meet people where they are. So all we can do is what we can do in the moment that we're in the space that we're in. We can't, you know, judge ourselves for not doing something that we have no interaction with, I suppose. And there is, of course, isn't there, the quote that's about, if you want to change the world, start with yourself. And so that's really important, isn't it? That women continually, you know, I'm sitting in Glasgow and I'm doing something. Obviously, this podcast stretches all over the world, but I'm sitting here doing something to give women their voice. So we could all do something in our own small way, couldn't we, to give women their voice?
Yeah, that really resonates with me too. I often say that we, in my program, we are creating the change that we want to see in the world.
Yeah.
That is what we're doing, and that is what I'm doing. You know, we need to feel safe, to feel like we can be our authentic selves.
Yeah.
And once we are safe to be our authentic selves, we can go out into the world and do what we're really here to, like what we're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And make the impact that we're really meant to be making.
Yeah.
As part of our soul path. But yeah, so it starts with us, and it starts with surrounding ourselves with the right kind of people, where we can actually take risks, you know, where we're supported to take risks.
Yeah.
You know, because I was thinking about that before we talked, where when I talk about, you know, we all just want to be loved and we need to feel safe, it's not really about staying in a bubble.
No.
It's about having a foundation of safety so that you can also like take risks to go bigger and bolder in making the change in the world that you want to make.
And I think what's also interesting, just because I've attended a few conferences the last couple of years on this, and it's something that we talk about a lot. I work in the charity, the voluntary sector here in the UK. And so it's something that comes up time and again, is about those adverse childhood experiences, about trauma. So many of us can assume what safety looks like for me isn't necessarily what safety looks like for another person, because at some point very early in their life, potentially, they realise they were not safe. And if they've grown up with that, if you're now talking to a woman in her 40s and she found out she wasn't safe when she was 3, how do you know, that's a journey for that woman. So it's not like we're not all starting from the same base point, aren't we not?
No, we're not. No, we're not. But there's some fundamentals, you know, I'm kind of going back to the question that you asked earlier, which is like, how do I do this with women? Mm-hmm. And so not everybody's starting at the same place, but I have processes, holistic healing processes that I use so that we are addressing things on all levels, meaning safety in the mind.
Yeah.
So that the way you're talking to yourself is with a growth mindset, not with shame, judgment, criticism, all of the inner critic. You know, our inner critic doesn't create safety for us. So creating safety in the mind, safety in the body. We do practices that help us come into our bodies in a really safe and grounded way.
Yeah.
So that we're not armored and defended and contracted and constricted, and we can actually feel our emotions and move with our emotions and let them flow through, not get stuck.
Yeah.
And finding safety by connecting with spirit and source energy and a sense of oneness, to really get that we're actually not separated. We're actually deeply connected and interconnected with all that is.
Yeah.
And then I work a lot with nature, because I'm a flower essence practitioner. So we do hands-on creative processes with plants and flowers and art. And that's also a way to get safety, so that we're not just trying to figure everything out in our minds, but we're actually like generating new information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're in a creative process versus being in the way it's always been, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And it really resonates, because even just in the last couple of years, there's things that I have always thought were true, and I realised they weren't. So there's that, you know, I feel drawn to just share that wisdom, that just because you've always thought it was true doesn't mean it is. Just because you always thought it was fact doesn't mean it is. And to remove yourself from that space. But also something that I'm very attached to anyway is that I will always learn till the day I die. Till the moment I die, I hope I always learn. And there's some things I think I'm probably not ever going to change my mind on. But in most areas, I'm up for the fact that I could change my mind. If somebody was to like have a discussion with me, then I'm open to the fact my viewpoint could change. And I think it's when you meet people that are terribly closed down in those two areas, isn't it? That, I mean, they can frustrate the hell out of you and you don't want to spend time with them. But I always have a bit of compassion for them too. because it's like you think you know it all and everything that you know is true, and it's probably just not, because how could it possibly be?
Yeah, that's really powerful what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful. Like, there's a lot of juice in there, what you just said.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, really being able to shift from it's always been this way, I've always thought this way, I've always believed this way, it's probably been passed down from generations, to really having permission and allowing yourself to think differently, know differently.
Yeah.
That's really big. That can be really scary.
Yeah.
You know, that's very evolutionary to be able to do that. And I appreciate what you're saying. For some people, that's too scary and they're kind of digging in their heels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope, this is the way it is. I'm gonna stick here. But it's just really admire and respect that in you.
Mm.
And it's the women who are the best women for me to connect with, the women who really love being a student of themselves.
Yeah.
And are willing to learn and grow from every experience that happens, and are willing to not stay rigid, to keep becoming more and more kind of flexible and adaptable, because that's how we expand.
Exactly. And I have to say, it's such a great adventure to go on, isn't it? You know, because, and it was actually in a recent podcast that I don't know if it's been out yet or if I've just recorded it recently, and someone was talking about change and how realistically we're all dealing with change all the time. Some of us just quite enjoy it. Some of us say, I don't like change. You're still navigating change because it's still happening, because change is always happening. So you are navigating it, just maybe not navigating it particularly well. And so, you know, there's that, like, just getting in the flow with life and understanding when something happens and you think, oh, I maybe need to change what I thought. And it makes for a much more enjoyable journey, in my opinion. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree, but I am also somebody like you where I get like really excited about learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I get really excited. I was thinking about, again, the question of what's one thing that I know, and it kind of came through at some point. Well, one thing I know is that we can always learn from an experience.
Yeah.
We can always grow from an experience. We have to be in that mindset, though. We have to mm-hmm. be in a growth mindset, but that to me is such a magical process mm-hmm. when something challenging happens and I find the golden nugget in that challenge and I see the place where it can take me to a whole other level from learning that. And I feel the expansion from that experience. That like gets me so excited. But that's not for everybody. My husband's not like that, you know. He's not like, woohoo, let me dive into this and have this, you know. It's just, he's a different constitution. He has a different makeup.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's an adventure. It's an adventure I love to go on. And I am thrilled to work with women where it's an adventure for them, but it's also a scary place for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we really honor that change is scary. And one thing I love about the flower essences that I work with myself and with all of my clients is that they do make change easier.
Yeah.
Because I love what you were saying about how we can resist change. We can resist and resist and resist, and yet it's still happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how can we actually connect with change in a more expansive and positive way? Like, how can we relate to it?
Yeah.
In a more positive way and allow ourselves to change. And even feel confident within ourselves that we can change. Because sometimes people actually are afraid that they also can't change.
Mm-hmm.
They have that belief that they can't change. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And like, we can all change. We're just a choice away from a whole different reality, really, aren't we?
We are. And it's really only our conditioned patterns that we're stuck in, or, you know, a belief. An old belief that we're stuck in that would say, you can't change. That's not possible for you. You know, it's a limited lack kind of perspective. But yeah, you can shift from that into a reality where you see potential and possibility and know that you are divinely and humanly supported and loved to really go for what it is that you really want.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining me on the podcast and for sharing all your wisdom.
Thank you so much, too. This was such an awesome conversation.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Ann Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Ann Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annhughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.